Do you know why, or what the language is that seems to say in permanence twice when he's talking about the downside? Impermanence and subject to change are both used in the phrases of okay.
Impermanent suffering and subject to change. Yeah, it's the same in the Anattalakkhana Sutta. It's the impermanent is the anicca, and the subject to change is viparinana.
Oh, viparinana, becoming other.
Yeah. Similar flavor.
Similar flavor. I think that's a kind of a feature of, well, a lot of rhetorical device or teaching device.
Could it be like the, this might be more I'll be down with, like, the, sankharas come into existence and they persist for a while, then they disappear, and even while they're persisting, they're changing.
That tends to be how Abhidhamma commentary talk about it. But I think it's probably taken that kind of the viparinama and kind of ramped it up on ceremony.
But even like Ajahn Jeff translates anicca, which we usually say is impermanent, is inconstant.
Inconstant, yeah.
So it has that more of that subject to change feeling to it, rather than an absolute.
And he has very, very good logic for that in terms of the word nicca and anicca as not as a, something. More something that is more stable. So constant is inconstant is his point. But that is subject to change.
In the sutras, they use a kind of a term maybe the Buddha's talking to the king and he's asking him about whether he loves his wife and if change or alteration came over her. Is that the same sort of thing where it's pranayama or is it?
Gee, I'm not sure.
But I mean, that's like a synonym for a great illness or death.
Yeah. Because there's probably, well, just as there is in English, there's probably a whole range of various words, especially in terms of the change and alteration. But it's also, just how the Buddha as a teacher is using these different kind of riffs on the theme to draw it home.
Yeah, I think that your comment about it being a rhetorical device. It's like when you hear people giving Dhamma talks and things, oftentimes they'll use several different words that more or less mean the same thing, but just to kind of drive the point home. It's bad, it's evil, it's horrible, it's great, it's wonderful. It's
it's just the permanence of that term, the technical term, figures so prominently in the contemplations and knowledge and vision and all these other kind of aspects of the actual liberative aspects of the teaching. Mm. Whereas viparinama is maybe that's more just the rhetorical aspect.
To highlight it a bit more. But yeah, certainly the anicca is your base, your home base.
It's all anicca.
I'm wondering what the pranayama, so you choose the pranayama and kamma, like of a nature to change is subject to alteration. If he's saying that it's not currently unstable, it's not currently changing, but it has the capacity to, even if it looks like it's stable.
Even if it looks kind of stable. You don't want to be putting your bets on it.
It's more like subject to change.
Subject to change.
Yeah, well, that's where the viparinama and dhamma, the nature to change is. It also sounds nice in the chant. Has a good rhythm to it. Viparinama, dhamma.